Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Would you like to make a full-time income with just part-time effort? You can start out that way in real estate, and we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got a great guest who is doing just that. This is the Real Estate Guys radio network. Hi, it's Robert Helms. Are you a real estate investor, mortgage pro, or attorney and want to expand your income? Cash in on the big hole left in the market by tight conventional lending. How? Hard money. Frankly, I think hard money is one of the best kept secrets in real estate. This is a great time to get in the game, and there's no one better to teach you how than Leonard Rosen. You may remember him as the anchor for the Financial News Network or host of the nationally syndicated Leonard Rosen Show. What you may not know is that for over 30 years, he's been teaching professionals how to profit from hard money. And he's doing it again March 3rd. Join me in Las Vegas for Leonard the Pitbull Rosen's 2011 Hard Money Conference. At this incredible event, you'll discover how to find hard money loans for residential, rehab, or commercial projects, as well as foreclosures, REOs, and even raw land. Leonard will hold nothing back. You'll learn every secret, technique, and proven strategy. Plus, you'll make powerful industry contacts. The workshop takes place on Thursday, March 3rd in Las Vegas. To find out more, go to pitbullconference.com or call 858-736-7788. Discover why past attendees insist this is the most powerful and dynamic seminar on hard money that's ever been taught. Visit pitbullconference.com and learn to profit at the Hard Money Conference 2011. That's pitbullconference.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Thanks for tuning in. We have got a fabulous show for you. We're going to talk about making a full-time income in real estate, starting with just part-time effort. And to do that, welcome our part-time co-host, Russell Gregg.
Hey, Robert.
How are you?
Good.
This is a topic that's near and dear to our heart. There's a lot of folks out there today who are interested in real estate, and certainly a lot of people that have seen the market shift and turn and are kind of searching for what the possibilities are. And one of the things we love about real estate is there are so many ways to make it a part of your portfolio. Real estate can be something that you slowly acquire over time and build up cash flows and equities over time, and then end up 20 or 30 or 40 years later with a nice portfolio that provides both income for you and tax benefits and all that stuff. But there's also a whole bunch of ways to make real estate more of your vocation, and that's what we're going to spend some time talking about today.
Acquiring the portfolio over time is great for a person who has a great job, a steady job, a job that they love. And we've had a little issue in this economy lately about jobs going away, even good jobs. And people who are looking, maybe there's people out there who are unemployed, or you got people that are employed, but they're concerned about the future of their position or maybe even the viability of their company in the long term. And so they don't have the patience to be able to wait 20, 30 years to build up a portfolio of passive income in their real estate. They need to find a way to go full-time fast, and instead of waiting for someone to create a job for them, actually go out and create a job for themselves. And real estate can be a great vehicle to do that. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the reasons why and how on today's show.
Well, and we saw what happened in the run-up, right? In, you know, 03, 04, 05, people had that kind of I don't want to wait attitude. But unfortunately, what they did is they continued to just stack debt and house on top of house. And before you knew it, that stack of houses became a stack of cards and the whole thing blew down. And there's a smarter way to do it. And that's what I think we've really appreciated over the last few years, is we've got to know some full-time real estate investors. And I love to talk to people who are doing real estate full-time, whether it's in sales or brokerage or development or syndication or whatever they're doing, to find out kind of what their story is and, more importantly, where they see opportunity in the market. And you know, you talked about the idea of someone not maybe being in the perfect job or not being confident that their job's always going to be there for them. I think there's another angle as well. I think people get the real estate bug. They go do a deal and they realize, I mean, I remember years ago we had Dolph DeRusso on our program.
Yeah.
And he talked about the fact that he did one real estate deal and made something like $37,000. Now, it took him, you know, several months to do the deal. But at the time, he was considering a job that paid $35,000 a year. And he went, wait a minute, what am I doing? I just put together one deal where I made essentially a year's income. And I could have done two or three deals like that. And as soon as you start thinking that way, it's like, wow, that sounds really attractive. And yet most people don't say, well, I'm not going to be able to quit my job, have no paycheck, and spend the 6 months hoping to put together that deal. So there is a way, I think, to be able to start putting together an opportunity for yourself that could flourish into a full-time business, or perhaps it remains part-time. You know, think about what some people do in terms of full-time income in real estate. They maybe acquire houses that are in bad shape. In this economy, they've been after foreclosures and those kinds of properties. And now they're in a position where they buy the property and they fix it up and they turn around and sell it. And that creates income, and they continue to do that. And that's a full-time job. And that's attractive to some people. But I think there's another side of that story.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we talk all the time about leverage, and you can talk about financial leverage, and you can talk about time leverage, and you know, the ability to leverage other people and what their efforts are. There's a lot of nuances to it. And the thing is, how do you learn how to do all those things without jeopardizing your family's financial security? How do you figure out how to learn that and build your credibility and learn how to, so that you can qualify for the loans? And how do you go from the small deals, you know, the individual house, to doing the big deals? How do people bridge that gap? I mean, that's kind of really the secret sauce of real estate. How do you get to the point where you can do a big deal? Because, you know, if you're flipping $30,000, $40,000 houses, you know, you're not going to get a $35,000 profit on a single deal like Dolph DeRoos was talking about. You're going to have to be on a bigger deal to make the bigger dollars. And the question is now, how do you get there? And that's exactly some of the stuff we want to talk about today.
Yeah, because there is great opportunity today. You know, we continue to talk about the wonderful chance that we have in these years to acquire property because it's on sale. This is arguably one of the best buyer's markets we're ever going to see in our lifetimes. And yet a lot of folks aren't positioned or aren't willing to take advantage of that. Or, you know, if I'm really going to go, say, buy a foreclosure on the courthouse steps, I need a bunch of cash. I need a bunch of knowledge. I need to take the risk of the house selling. I really need to have my ducks in a row to be able to pull that off. It's not the same as putting a rental property in my portfolio and just watching the income increase over time. And now, we're not saying one is better than the other, right? We're big believers in real estate investing in whatever way that works for you. If you have a great job that you love, or you own a business and that's your passion and real estate's just a part-time thing, great. We're just talking to more and more people today that are saying, man, I see opportunity. I'd love to take advantage of it, but I'm not at the level that I need to be to do that.
Right. It's about taking control of your own destiny. It's about saying, look, I can't take the chance. But you know, my family security now is not about whether somebody thinks my position needs to be here or not here, or whether my company can survive or not survive based on things that are completely out of my control. I need to take greater control. You know, maybe I've been working 20, 25 years, and I'm at that point where if I were to lose my job today, it's going to be hard to go back out and compete, you know, as a 45 or a 50-year-old with people who are 25, 30, 35 coming out of college with, you know, degrees and fresh knowledge. And it's just a very competitive job market. And yet you look around, Robert, to your point, and there's deals, deals, deals everywhere. I mean, people just intrinsically know or innately know that real estate is something that's real, it's permanent, it's something that is always going to be valuable in a society. And we're looking at, you know, a convergence of numbers where prices and rents and interest rates and inventory, all of those things have come together. I call it like Halley's Comet. You know, it comes around only maybe once in a lifetime, and we're seeing that. And there's downward pressure right now on pricing because of how the foreclosures are trying to work their way through the market. There's a lot of distressed paper. There's people who can't borrow conventionally, and so there's a lot of opportunities in private lending. And you've got people who have been in the stock market for 10 years and have not seen their investments grow. They want to try and make their portfolio grow, and they're tired of waiting for a fund manager to figure out how to do that. You know, I mean, you could say, oh, yeah, but the stock market's been up 20-30% in the last year. Well, that's great if you bought last year.
Right.
But if you bought 10 years ago, you really haven't made any progress at all. And can you afford to take another 10-year chance to do that? And then there's a lot of people who argue, yeah, but when you factor in inflation and the currency, the stock market really hasn't gone up at all because what we've done is devalue the dollar. And so you could, you know, you can talk about all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if you want to take control of your own financial destiny and you see the opportunity of what's happening in the real estate market, then the giant question is, how do I get from where I am today to where I want to be? And, you know, I'm excited about today's guest. I've heard him speak many, many times. And every time I hear, I learn something more. I get a little bit more insight into how he did exactly what we're talking about. And so we just thought that on today's show, it'd be great to kind of break that down a little bit and look at his career through the eyes of someone who is sitting there going, I need to find a way to get full-time fast.
So if you're wondering, how do you do that? How do you create full-time real estate income starting part-time? The answer is really one word. It's leverage. You can't do it just trading your time for dollars. It's very difficult to be able to do that in real estate. But the wonderful thing about real estate is you have leverage. Now, it's not just financial leverage. We love financial leverage. The fact that you can control a property with a small part of cash and a large loan, that's harder to do today. The loans are there, but not unless your credit is perfect. But that's not the leverage we're talking about. What we're really talking about is the way that you leverage your time, your skills and abilities, your talents. And And probably the most important thing is who you know, your relationships, your power Rolodex, the people in your life, your sphere of influence that you can leverage knowledge with. The great thing about real estate is you can profit legally from inside information. When you know something that somebody else doesn't, when you have a friend, a colleague, an associate who has a bit of information that is going to indicate there's an opportunity in a particular marketplace or a particular area that isn't general information, that's how we profit in real estate. Not only that, there are so many team members that bring something to the table. You start to build up a team of folks and work together, and you really are leveraging an entire team of people that aren't on your payroll. It's an amazing opportunity. I don't know whether there are any other industries or too many industries where you're able to do that. And so what we're going to do when you meet our guest today is kind of find out how he went from part-time investor to now full-time real estate professional. And he's not a licensee. He was a broker for a lot of years, but he doesn't list and sell property. Instead, he has kind of a multiple personality when it comes to real estate. And so when we come back, you'll get a chance to meet him. If you're interested in becoming a full-time real estate investor, this show's for you. Now, before we bring on our guest, I did want to hit one thing you talked about, you know, this idea of as people get older, their job security goes down. It's tough if you're 40 or 50 or 60 and you find yourself on the street trying to get a job. On the other hand, if you're in real estate syndication or development or even brokerage, it is a benefit to have more experience and wisdom. When I started out in real estate, my very first week on the job, one of the guys in the office, I'll call him Jack, because that was his name. We would walk in, and Jack was, I would say, 70 at the time, and he just looked smart. I mean, you'd walk into this office of six real estate agents, you go, that's the guy I want. He dressed well. He looked sharp. What no one who walked in our office knew is that in a year and a half, he never sold a house. He did not have the confidence because he knew he was not a skilled, experienced real estate salesperson.
But he looked the part.
But he looked the part, and that's an advantage you have. So if you're on the older side, this is a wonderful opportunity. I'm not trying to say you need to have gray hair to do this. Our guest today does not yet have gray hair, but this business has given him some. No. He's a successful entrepreneur in real estate, and we're excited to have him. You're going to meet him when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio Network. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Bob Helms. They call me the godfather of real estate, mostly because I've been investing longer than the average Joe, since 1957 to be exact. Back when I started out, investing was pretty simple. Even so, I made more than my fair share of mistakes. And I can't imagine getting into this game today without some help. That's why I'm inviting you to check out the Real Estate Guys Investor Mentoring Club. There are three locations to choose from: Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas. To find out when and where, just send an email to guys@realestateguysradio.com or use the feedback page on the website at realestateguysradio.com. Tell them the Godfather sent you.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this fabulous radio station, all the time at realestateguysradio.com. Today, we're talking about creating a full-time income in real estate, starting with just part-time effort. And it sounds like it's some late-night TV seminar, but it's really the ability to leverage lots of different aspects of what we do in real estate. And you're about to meet a gentleman who has done exactly that. His name's David Campbell. He's been on our show several times. And when I met David, he was a high school band teacher acquiring a passive real estate portfolio. And that has blossomed into an amazing career in real estate development and promotion and syndication and brokerage and all that. Please welcome back to the program, David Campbell. Hey, David.
Robert, it's a joy to be here again.
Yes, always good to have you around, my friend. We were lucky to be at an event together last night where you were speaking, and it's great to hear your story. Every time I hear you speak, I'm inspired, because you're one of the guys that has really done the thing. You sat in the classes, you took the courses, you listened to the audios, and you took action. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Walt Disney is, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And there is power in action, and you're a guy that takes action. So people that have listened to our show, last year we had you on, and you kind of told your story. So I don't want to necessarily repeat that, but I think it would be interesting for you to kind of share your mindset about acquiring a portfolio of property and then being a full-time investor.
So acquiring a passive portfolio is excellent, and I call it the low-hanging fruit. I think everybody should start out and do the easy deals. Make sure that you're getting those $100 a month, $200 a month passive cash flow checks. But after you get 10, maybe 15, 20 properties under your belt, you're really kind of maxed out. And then how do you add up that kind of passive income into full-time, or the income that you need to be completely out of your employment situation?
Right.
And then how do you get there faster? Because even putting together, if you do three or four or five houses a year, it's going to take you a couple years to add up a portfolio. And some people either don't have the time or don't want to wait that long.
Well, this is exactly what you did, right? You were teaching at the high school level, and you were acquiring real estate on the side, which is what a lot of people do. And you were developing a nice little portfolio, but it was just slow work.
It sure was. So I had put together a decent enough portfolio that I had confidence, and I had enough liquidity and a balance sheet that I could get into the game of real estate development. And I launched into a first project, and it was a great success. And then I came to work for a much larger development company and got some great skills in that capacity, and then relaunched on my own as a developer. And you mentioned earlier having multiple personalities, and it's so true. You know, a big portion of my business is going for the home run real estate development, but a key thing that a lot of investors miss is how do you hit multiple base hits? If you can hit a base hit every single month in real estate investing or syndication or development, that's the real path to freedom.
You know, that is such a key point because, you know, Russ talked about big deals. You start hearing about big deals. We had Ken McElroy on the show again a few months ago, and he was talking about the size of deals that they do, and people start to salivate and go, wow, I could add zeros and this could be awesome. And it could be. The challenge is bigger deals take longer to go together. I've seen you go through a week's worth of analysis and due diligence on a property and with every intention to move ahead and then find some reason that the deal doesn't make sense and back out. Now, if you've quit your job to do that, that's a problem. So we're not big proponents of hey, yeah, throw in the towel at that 9-to-5 job and become a full-time real estate investor, but it's a process and there is a fast track to get there.
Sure. I've spent 5 or 6 months teeing up a multi-million dollar deal for it to go nowhere. But in the meantime, I didn't lose sight of how do I make money next month through real estate. And sometimes that's even a small deal where I make $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 on a single deal, but it gives me the liquidity and the staying power to focus on the big prize at the end.
So it's one thing for people to listen and go, wow, all right, this guy's, then I've seen some of your deals. I mean, we are talking about multi-million dollar deals. I'm happy to be involved in a couple of those with you. I think people start to go, well, this is not my league. But what's great about your story is your first deal, it was a bigger deal than you had done, but it wasn't $100 million. Walk us through kind of how you got into that first development deal and launched yourself from part-time passive real estate investor to being on the path to full-time.
That's terrific. So at the time, I was a school teacher and my income expectation was relatively low. So I had built up a passive portfolio that covered a pretty minimal lifestyle. And so that gave me, I knew that the rent was covered and my wife gave me the big encouragement, hey, go out and do something a little bit bigger. You're young, you can't spend the rest of your life sitting in front of playing computer games, go out and do something great. So I got into a condo conversion project where I acquired a 30-unit former hotel and converted it to condominiums and sold off each of the condominium pieces.
And these were fairly small units. These weren't three-bedroom, two-bathroom, gigantic condos, right? These were relatively small units. So you say 30 units, but it wasn't a giant, giant building, what, three stories or something?
Correct. Yeah, it was about a $3 to $5 million project, including our renovation costs. And we were able to do it on a shoestring, so to speak. We got a hard money first loan. And I syndicated, or I got a few investors together to put up the down payment and the capital required for the renovations. And at the time, I had very large credit card lines. And I actually did about half of the renovations just using credit cards because it was revolving. I could fix up a unit or two on credit cards and sell it and get my capital back, replace that line, and do it over and over again. And I don't like doing a project that way, but if you're looking at going from a job into a development project and you don't have the resources to do it the way that it really ought to be done, you know, go for it.
Well, and the other part of that, which is a great part of the story, is you have to take a tally of what are your resources, and that's what you have to work with. At the time, having credit available was something that you, was a resource you had and chose to use. If you didn't have that resource, you wouldn't use that. But what it was is a way to get creative. And, of course, we'd be kicking around this term syndication, and we have this no investor left behind policy. So if you're not sure what we're talking about, a syndication is a simple idea. David could go buy a house a year and own it in his own account, and he does that, and next does a little more than that, and go on and create a great portfolio. But if David and I and Russ and our engineer and general manager and all folks got together and we each pooled our resources, our money, our credit, our talents, our relationships, now we can go do a bigger deal together. And that's really what a syndication is. And a person who puts that on is often referred to as a promoter, a person who puts together the deal and raises the capital. And so when a syndication investment comes along, you can either play the role of passive investor, hey, I put some money in and I'm waiting for it to turn around, or I'm active, I'm hands-on, and I'm doing the deal. Or sometimes, in many cases, you do both.
Yeah, in my business, we build single-family houses, and we teach investors how to own those positive cash flow houses with little to no money down. And that's an outcome for a retail investor that's looking for a long-term investment and passive income. But that's the outcome. That's the back end of a deal. The front end is the handful of investors that contribute cash to my development company to acquire land, to do construction, and to build the product. And those investors are relatively passive, and they get a return from the active development of real estate versus the passive ownership of an income property.
All right, so you made the jump and you did this project, and arguably you bit off a bigger project than you'd been used to. So walk us through the emotion and the mentality part of that. You'd been buying single family houses and duplexes and triplexes, and all of a sudden, here's this opportunity. You saw it. It's going to be millions of dollars. You don't have millions of dollars. I'm sure there's folks out there who are in that position going, well, yeah, how do I bridge that gap? How did you manage that from a psychological viewpoint, an emotional viewpoint, and then what did you do?
That is the million-dollar question, Robert, and it's having a team around me and being involved with personal development and having confidence. My wife and I often call it the flour eating days, where we literally bought a 50-pound sack of flour. And even though we're managing a $5 million development project, we ate everything made of flour, bread, pancakes, anything.
Yep.
And we had money in the bank, but just didn't have the confidence or the experience to know, when is this going to end? When are we going to get through the last unit and make the payday that we're looking for? Because when you're managing a big amount of debt, especially a hard money loan, and you're paying that loan off with each sale, there isn't a lot of cash that comes out of each sale because of the release clause that every time you sell a unit, the money goes to the lender instead of to you.
Right.
And at the end, you hope there's a big payday. And fortunately for us, there was. But it's a psychological, how do I get to the other side, and will we, and having a team around me to support, and personal development, and Jim Rohn, and Zig Ziglar, and Brian Tracy, Automobile University, listening to great programming.
You know, as you're talking about personal development, I just can't help but think of a great quote which has to do with this, and that is to learn to appreciate all you have while you pursue all that you want. So you have to be in a position where, even though you're eating flour, these are the days, right? This is when we're putting the rubber to the road and we're making it happen, and we have to appreciate where we're from. When we say jump into a full-time income, you're not going to go from a $40,000 salary to a $250,000 income in real estate investment in a year. That's not a realistic expectation. Now, you and I both know guys who have done that, but they are the exception, not the rule. What we've seen you as really a case study is a guy who went from a very modest income to a guy who's doing multi-million dollar deals, and that's why I'm really trying to get through the psychology of it. So I'm appreciative of your sharing kind of where your mindset was as you were jumping up to the big deals.
Confidence comes from repeat positive experiences. So for me, I have enough repeated positive experiences that when I have a failure, it doesn't affect me nearly as much because it's just law of averages. I'm doing great. For a new investor or someone who doesn't have those averages, even a minor setback can be catastrophic to their confidence. Or someone, a well-meaning person saying, hey, that's risky, or hey, you really should think about leaving the security of your job. Those can be devastating to a new investor. I think the way to overcome that is surround yourself with a team, get in partnership with people who have had positive experiences and mentor with them, ride on their coattails on a deal or two until you can build a good personal resume, a good personal track record, and have the confidence to say, I'm good at a particular part of the deal. We were talking yesterday, Robert, that no one can do it all in syndication. There's,
right.
There's too many hats to wear. If you were trying to play baseball and you played first base, second base, third base, and pitcher.
And manager and owner. Yeah, I mean, it's just you couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it. And in real estate syndication, that's exactly the case. There's people who are great with deal flow, people great raising capital, people who are great managing the projects. I'm very fortunate to have put together initially joint ventures, initially investing as a passive investor in a lot of syndication projects of other people, and then finally having built my own team. So we have our own, you know, full house accounting. You know, someone's asking me the other day, David, isn't it a lot of work to manage all those investors and their money coming in and out, and how do you really do it? And my answer was, well, like Robert Kiyosaki in his book, he said, well, I have a team of accountants that just work for me. And that was a goal of mine. How do I get big enough? How do I get enough volume where I can have my own in-house accounting? And for you, when you're just getting started, if you're a listener, really get in partnership with people that have that type of support. And I know, Robert, that you have been really a key in providing me access to teams and education to make that a huge part of my success.
You know, what's interesting about real estate is that we attract in this industry, especially in the syndication part of it, the maverick, the independent person. But at the same time, it is absolutely a team sport. And one of the things you were talking about last night, now that you do have really a team, I mean, there's always your sphere and your circle and your professionals, attorneys, brokers, folks who aren't on your payroll but are on your team. Now you've actually, in your real estate business, been able to surround yourself with not only interns, but accounting and team members. But you were a one-man band, if you will, for a while. It looked like that because you were wearing a lot of hats, but at the same time, you put together a team around you and understood right away the way that feels. It's completely different when you have a sounding board, other people you can talk to, when you're structuring a deal, when you're looking at a deal. Sometimes you look at a deal for so long, you're too close to it. And you're like, can you take a look at this? And somebody with a different viewpoint comes in, and having those kind of relationships is what keeps you going when times get tough.
Yeah, a real life analogy for me, I was managing this $6 million development project, and one of my contractors was, the painting contractor was a little behind in his schedule, and I had a free afternoon that I really should have gone to spend at the park with my family, but instead I picked up a paintbrush and I went in and I painted the unit. And the next day, and I'm the owner, I've got the prerogative to do that.
Right.
The next day my painting contractor came in and said, David, what did you do? I'm going to have to completely redo all of your work, and it's going to cost you more money for me to repaint it than if I had painted it from the beginning. And that was such a great lesson.
That's a great lesson.
I had built a team, and I didn't allow my team to do their job. And so many people that I meet, for example, my brand is hassle-free cash flow investing. And a lot of people say, well, David, if you do this, you could make more money. Well, great. Is that hassle-free?
Right.
And for the syndicator, there is a lot of hassle. That's what you get paid for. So we're talking about how to make a full-time income. When the person is a passive investor, a lot of you want to wear that hat. You're happy with your job. You just want to make your residual income, and that's great. That's a wonderful way to go. If you're ready to take on the work that's involved with managing a big project, that's where the big money in syndication is made.
We're talking to real estate entrepreneur David Campbell. When we come back, we'll talk more about how you can create a full-time income, either part or full-time, in the wonderful world of real estate. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're the Real Estate Guys.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
All aboard! It's your last call to set sail with the Real Estate Guys on the 9th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. More than just a cruise, it's an educational cornucopia where you learn ideas and strategies and forge relationships that will propel your real estate investing. During our days at sea, you'll attend seminars, workshops, group discussions, and roundtables about real estate. On our days in port, you'll have a blast taking in the sights, shopping, and working on your tan. Aboard ship, you'll enjoy first-class dining, awesome entertainment, 24-hour room service, and plenty of fun. Unwind in the piano bar, check out the casino action, or stay in touch at the Internet Cafe. And bring the kids. They'll love the organized activities for ages 2 to 17 while you hang out with the real estate guys and an amazing faculty for a week you'll never forget. We depart from Fort Lauderdale April 4th for St. Martin, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts Nevis, returning April 12th. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more. This event is almost sold out, so don't delay. That's realestateguysradio.com and click Summit or call 888-489-7723, extension 2, to talk with our cruise specialist, Mary Lynn. She'll answer all your questions and get you one of the last spots. That's 888-489-7723, extension 2. Don't miss the boat.
This is Wayne Palmer, co-author of The Real Book of Real Estate. You are listening to The Real Estate Guys Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys Radio Program. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We appreciate it. We're hoping that we're going to influence some folks today to consider part-time efforts to create full-time income, and maybe that'll transition into a full-time real estate investment career for you. It certainly has for us. It's not for everybody, but it's a lot of fun. What is for everybody is a chance to win a prize. It's time to play Real Estate Trivia. That's right. Every show, halfway through, we give away an autographed copy of Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate, our book on real estate investing. To the first person who gets the question right, it's a real estate trivia question. And when you hear it and know the answer or think you do, you can send an email to us to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and mailing address so that if you win, we can send you the book. The first person with the right answer gets a book for sure. And then we take all the correct guesses for the week and have a drawing for a second book. That way, if you're listening on one of the many ways to listen to our show, like the website or iTunes or the podcast, anything other than the live radio broadcast, you still have a chance to win. Before we give you this week's trivia question, last week on The Real Estate Guys, we asked what country boasts the world's largest dam. So it was a biggest dam question we had on The Real Estate Guys, and a lot of fun guesses for this. The answer is, by a lot, it's a dam in the country of China. Yeah, it's called the Three Gorges Dam, and this thing is gigantic. It is also the dam with the largest generating capacity at 18,000 megawatts. So the answer was China. There you go. Here's our real estate question for this week. There are more horses per capita in Shelby County than any other county in the U.S. What state's it in? What state boasts the county, Shelby County, I even gave you the name, that has the most horses per capita? If you know or want to take a guess, send us your answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. That's trivia@realestateguysradio.com. And you just might win an autographed copy of Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate. Our guest today is real estate entrepreneur and author David Campbell. Many of you probably have read his amazing hassle-free cash flow investing report, which really doesn't have much to do with what we're talking about today, but it's a great resource. If you haven't done that, then you can go to our website at realestateguysradio.com, and under resources and special reports, you'll find that there. And that's one of our most popular reports. So thanks for putting that up there, David.
Robert, one of the reasons I wrote that report was to help part-time investors understand what some of their options are while continuing in their full-time employment. Because while real estate syndication is great for me and it's a great fit for a lot of people trying to create wealth, you know, it's just another avenue. It's one of my favorite things about real estate is it's a smorgasbord, a buffet. You can pick what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah, that's such a good point. You know, the way I got into real estate development was a very interesting way. I was just a passive investor. I was a guy who was out there brokering real estate and residential income property and so forth and buying some for my own account. I had an opportunity to put some capital into a real estate syndication and was very impressed with the team and went out and saw the properties and what they were doing. And I was just very passive to start with. And then happened to be out in their neck of the woods, and they were going to a city council meeting that night to pitch this project that I was an investor in. And I went, wow, I've never been to, I mean, I've been to city council meetings, but I've never been part of a project that I was actually, you know, an investor in, could I go? And they looked at me like, you want to go to the city council meeting? Of course you can go. And I changed my flight to the next day, went to the city council meeting. It went on until like 1 a.m. We got approval and it was awesome. And afterwards, a couple of the guys were talking about a meeting they were having in another city to talk with the design team the next week. And I just happened to, was going to be in that city. And I said, hey, not to stick my nose in here, but could I come to the meeting? And they're like, sure. So I started just kind of hanging around, to your point, developing a team and knowing where the expertise is. These guys knew a ton more about real estate development than I did. I was just a passive investor. But an interesting thing happened, and then you spoke about this last night. All of a sudden, I was now a partner in a multi-million dollar real estate development. And I could say, we, my partners and I, are developing office condominiums in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it was true. And people could go, wow, that's an interesting thing. So what was I? I was just an investor. Now, the other side of that is the lead promoter at these meetings would leverage me. He would introduce me as the lead investor in the project. Well, what does that mean? What's lead investor? Well, you might think that's either the first investor in or the person with the most money. So afterwards, I go, what's lead investor? He goes, I just, that's the terminology I use. You're here. You're my lead investor. No one else is coming to all these meetings. So it worked for him as well. As the promoter of this deal, he could sit there and basically say, you need to be accountable, vendors in the room, because I have my lead investor here. And I think that's something that you're masterful at, is being able, you talked about this, riding coattails and borrowing credibility. But I think that's such a huge key for people who maybe don't think that they have what it takes to get into the development side of the business.
You and I, Robert, are passionate about real estate. And I have a feeling a lot of your real estate listeners are passionate as well. But there are a lot of people that just want to make a return.
Yeah.
And that's where this whole game is about the smorgasbord. A lot of people listening are going to get the bug and say, hey, I really want to go do this. I want to be the promoter. I want to go raise capital for a project. Some people are going to say, hey, this is a great deal. I'm going to go bird dog deals and find someone that has capital or can raise capital and bring them deal flow. Other people are going to say, I just want to write a check. I'm so happy with my life. I'm just sitting on piles of money. And the most important thing to me is to get a great yield from a great team.
Yep, that's such a good point. We've been talking about team. Walk us through, if you will, David, how you were able to acquire the skill set necessary. One of the things that I saw in your career, which is great, is that because you had a lot of transactional experience, you were not only a licensed broker, but obviously you were buying a lot of property in your own account and you were helping family members and friends and so forth. So you looked at a lot of deals structured, looked at a lot of property. You brought that to the table as a developer. And I think one of the things that is a takeaway from today's show is that if you have a desire to go full-time, make sure you build some experience, an experience resume. If you had just started out doing a $3 million deal, your partners are going to say, well, what experience do you have? Well, none, right? You built up experience. But it wasn't just that. You had to learn. How did you get to the level of proficiency to be able to pull off these kinds of transactions?
Originally, it's finding mentors. Sometimes it's a casual relationship where just someone is helping you out part-time. Sometimes it's a formal relationship where you intern with somebody, or going to events. A very key event that I went to early in my career as a developer was an OPM boot camp, a real estate syndication event that you hosted. And it was a huge cost for me where I was at the time in terms of dollars. It was a $6,000 event. And for a teacher, that was a big item to chew off.
Right.
But as a real estate syndicator and developer, that was the best investment I could have possibly have made.
You know, that's so interesting. And we only did that event once and had over 80 people at like $5,000 or $6,000 a person. It was a high-end event, but it's because the faculty was just absolutely amazing, right? Sam Freshman was there. We had the owner of the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. We had coaches and expert witnesses and high-level CPAs. And it was a 2.5-day amazing workshop. And I can say that because I wasn't the guy teaching it, right? We had a lot of guests, but it was so much information. But it's interesting that you bring this up, because a lot of folks looked at that and said, it's too expensive. You looked at it and said, wow, it's really expensive, but for what I want to get out of life, and I'm going to be able to learn it in 2.5 days, or at least start the path, because there was a 1,000-page workbook that came with it. But not only that, you were in a room of like-minded folks, and at every break, was there a speaker at that event that you didn't meet?
That was a fantastic point, Robert, because the speakers were incredible, and they were very accessible, And some of them became joint venture partners, yeah, either in various capacities. And also the people that are attracted to an event like that are very, very powerful. Some of them became clients. Some of them introduced me to people who introduced me to people who are now some of my best either partners or clients in my business.
Gosh, that's so huge. You never know where it's going to go. And if you had stayed home that weekend and saved the money, that wouldn't have happened. So that's a great point. But let's also talk about the fact that you're developing contacts, and whether you go to seminars or events and so forth. How, you know, a lot of people go to an event, they meet people, they get their business card, and maybe they fire off an email, and that's the end of it. But that's not what you do. Talk about how you develop a team. Many times you've had a meeting, and I've been honored that you've invited me to the meeting, and I just kind of watch how you interact with people and kind of figure out what they're trying to do, and is there a fit? Talk about how you build that Rolodex of people.
One of the ways that I can build a team around me is to look for ways to add value. I remember early on, I came to you and said, Robert, I'd really like to add value to your organization. And it was a very different approach than to say, hey, Robert, I know you can help me out in this way.
Right.
And so I have a handful of interns that work for my company, and they came to me very sincerely and said, you have a lot to teach me, and I would like to add value first. And it's a give value and receive value. It's a very genuine relationship. And so my team of interns have done tremendous things for me. In exchange, I do coaching for them.
Well, it's so interesting that you say that, because one of the things I continue to observe about you, David, is that you're still a teacher at heart. Right? We go and do these field trips, for instance, the field trips that we've done in Dallas, Texas, a market that you know very well. Watching you kind of shepherd the people through that experience and explain concepts and ideas and let them not only see it, but understand it, you're still a teacher at heart. And I think that's a big part of your success, is that you continue to be inspired by people. I mean, the group you were talking to last night, a bunch of real estate investors, and you were just kind of sharing a case study, and there was great wisdom in that, stuff that they aren't going to get in books or courses, that you were able to share because of experience. And I think that's a big one of the things that you're great at.
Building a team, you're either a hunter or a fisher. And people repel hunters. But a fisher says, this is what I have to offer. And people who are attracted will naturally gravitate towards that. And that's my philosophy. I really like to lead with teaching. I lead with education. I've got a website packed full of free education. And a lot of people say, David, you should be selling this. And I said, well, that's not my business.
Right.
I'm an educator. I'm a teacher at heart. It's what I love to do. But the education is a way to attract like-minded people that we can do business together.
Well, and you never know, right? Sometimes you'll see somebody speak, or you'll meet someone at an event and think, man, that guy's so great, and we had hit it off and so forth, and then you just never put the deal together. And other times, you think you get into a conversation with somebody at lunch or something, you think, well, this is going nowhere. But before you know it, there's opportunity there. And time again, the person you think is going to be the leading you to the greatness doesn't pan out, and the person you wouldn't have thought about ends up being a lifetime partner.
For sure. I remember a key deal that I spent about 2 months on, and it went nowhere. But one of the principals of that deal called me about 3 months later and said, could you be a consultant on a different project? And that project went nowhere. But I met someone else on that project, yeah, that eventually became a very profitable relationship for me.
All right. So somebody is out there and they're investing in real estate, and they understand why they want to be a real estate investor. And maybe they've even toyed with the idea of jumping into the syndication business or the development business or the rehab business. What advice would you have for that person to take that leap? What are some of the steps that they can go through?
I think the first thing is to get a mentor to walk you through a personal investment strategy, and then to identify what your core resources are. And I always say, begin with the end in mind. Say, what is the outcome that you're looking for? Where are you starting with? And then work with a mentor to connect the dots, because there is part of it is strategy and part of it's logistics. You know, for example, I don't know how to frame a house, but right. I'm a developer.
Right.
I know how to work a telephone, and I can hire someone that knows how to frame a house.
That's such a great mindset. And again, because real estate invite the mavericks, they think they have to know it all, and you don't. You have to be the quarterback, not every position.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my role, both on my team, but also on my client's team. I like when people come to me, and I can be their quarterback, and I help them identify their resources, and every person's situation is so unique. When I see, that was one thing that I was really gravitated towards in your training programs, Robert, is you start with philosophy and you allow people to create a solution that's unique to them. real estate is not one size fits all. And people who are training that way are really doing a disservice to their audience.
You know what I think it is? And I guess we could be candid about this on the radio show after 14 years. A lot of folks who teach and a lot of folks who have radio and television shows have an agenda, right? If they're selling whatever they're selling, condos in Florida, flip opportunities, whatever the case may be, their teaching leads to that direction. I think our show, certainly, it's not that we don't have business and we don't have agendas, but we're pretty clear about what they are. When you hear an ad to come on our investor summit or come to our upcoming syndication event or visit our sponsors who support our shows, it's an obvious agenda. It's not a hidden agenda. And one of the things I appreciate about you is that you'll take time to talk to somebody, whether or not they're going to be a client. Most people who are in a similar position, they're trying to figure out, is this person a valid client for me? And if not, hang up. But that's not what you do. And it's not because you're just a nice guy that likes to teach. It's because you realize that it's not the person in front of you. It's who they know. How many relationships are you? And I can think of one, a great partner of yours, that you met through another person as an intermediary. And that person is no longer on the team. But it wasn't about that person. It was who do they know? And they start to go, well, now I do know somebody. And becoming a connector, I think, is huge in this business.
For sure. Robert, one of the key things that I hear in my consultations is the investors start with a prescription. They say, my investment strategy is buying single family houses and flipping them. And I say, well, why?
Right.
Why is that?
What a great question.
That's the prescription. That's the outcome. But what is the objective that you're trying to achieve? Are you trying to generate more cash flow and why? Are you trying to leave your job? Are you trying to buy a particular doodad for your family? Are you trying to create passive income, free up a spouse to leave their job? What is it that you want the money for? People don't want tenants and toilets and hair and paint. They want the outcome. They want the lifestyle that real estate can bring. And I encourage people to start with that. Start with the end in mind. And that's so unique to everyone that you can't have a one-size-fits-all prescription going to a different outcome.
Yeah, that's why Russ always says prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. Until you know what someone's trying to accomplish, your advice is not meaningful until you understand them. Our guest is David Campbell. He is a real estate entrepreneur and certainly a teacher at heart. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can learn more about David's blog and get some more of his great insight and wisdom. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Hi, this is Garrett Sutton, Rich Dad's advisor. Remember, equity happens, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Join the Real Estate Guys and Rich Dad Advisors Ken McElroy and Wayne Palmer on April 3rd in Fort Lauderdale. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Listen up.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Find out more on our website at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking with investor, developer, and real estate entrepreneur David Campbell. David, thanks so much for your time and your insight. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Robert, I really enjoyed being on today's show.
You know, it was funny. We were talking at the break about you being a teacher, and we came up with this idea. Now, I don't know, this kind of organically came up, but I think that maybe you have some value you can add. Tell the listeners what you and I were just talking about.
Well, Robert, I think back to one of the things that started my success, and it stemmed from an investment strategy consultation that I did with Russell Gray. I think it's a shame that you and Russell don't have the time to meet with investors one-on-one to do these strategy consultations.
It was great. I mean, we did hundreds of these, Russ especially. We started and I'd do them and Bob would be there and we'd have different team members. And Russ is just really great at pulling out information. As you went through that process, you saw it. It doesn't fit our busy agenda anymore, unfortunately.
But that experience was so powerful for me, and I'm so grateful that I had a mentor early on that provided that service for me. I'd like to make a limited offer to your audience members. I can't. You have such a big audience. I mean, more downloads than any other real estate show. I can't do a consultation for all of your listeners. But if there was a way for me to take a phone call to, I don't know, maybe the first 32 listeners that would like to do a free half-hour investor strategy consultation with me, I'd be happy to do that as a service to the community.
All right. Well, boy, that's a great offer. We're not going to be able to just give out the phone number because that's not going to work very well. But let's do this. If that sounds like it'd be interesting to you, whatever level of career you're at, if you're just starting in real estate or maybe you've been doing it for 20 years and you hit a roadblock, what I love about David is he's got such a creative mind and he can always find a solution. And he will, I mean, in my day-to-day business, I'll call David and say, what do you think about this? Or we'll get together. We just doing this yesterday in the car, brainstorming on each other's deals to provide a perspective. Let's have folks, if they're interested in that, send an email. So since we have Russell Gray here, Russ, how do we facilitate this?
Okay, let's do this. We'll set up an email. We'll call it consultation@realestateguysradio.com. David, if that works for you. And then when the email comes in, I'll forward it to you, and then you can pick out the 32 or the first 32 or however you want to work it.
I think rather than this just be a name and I'm interested, write a paragraph about what you'd like to discuss. And that'll help David kind of figure out if it's something that is going to be worthwhile for you and your time and his time. Hey, this is what I'd love to talk about. Don't write a novel. You're not applying for a job. Just, hey, this is what I'm interested in. And David, that's a very, very gracious offer. Appreciate that. I know that you spend time right now doing these kinds of consultations for clients that you have, but also, I mean, I know you've got multi-million dollar clients and a hedge fund that you work with, a lot of folks that you strategize with. So we appreciate that's a very generous gift of time.
Robert, I really love doing it. And the best way for me to learn is to teach.
Isn't that true? It's one of the hallmarks of success. All right. So there you go. If that sounds interesting to you, send an email to consultation@realestateguysradio.com. Well, as usual, lots of great information from Mr. Campbell, don't you think, Russ?
Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking back to those days when I did those consultations, and when I finally had to step back because it was just overwhelming, it was one of the saddest days in my professional career, because to David's point, I learned a ton. It was so fun because, you know, talking into the microphone is fun, but when you're looking in somebody's eyeballs and you watch the light bulb go off and they get it, and then especially with a guy like David who took it, because at that time he was a school teacher, and now to look at what he's done, it's so exciting for me as a teacher to see what he's done. And David, I just really appreciate what you're doing for the audience, because again, it's just one of those things that has been so hard not to be able to provide for people when I know what a pivotal thing it is. And it's too bad it's only 32, but I mean, 32 is a lot. And you can see the personal development, right? Abundance mentality, law of attraction. You invest in people without a specific agenda. And you just know if you put good things out into the community, good things will come back to you. And I just love that about David's approach to business and life.
David is a contributor to our website, and he blogs on our site regularly. So always visit realestateguysradio.com. You can find out more at his website at hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. And we'll look forward to having David back on the program. He's also coming with us on the 9th annual Investor Summit at Sea, where he'll sit down over a beer and talk with you as well. So check that out on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Click Summit. You can learn all about the summit. We're also doing a syndication event. If you're interested in real estate syndication, you'll find that also under the events. Thanks so much to our guests today. Also to our sponsors, our engineering team for making today's show happen. Next week on the Real Estate Guys, we're going to continue this idea of creating a full-time income starting part-time and talk about the legal ramifications of putting together groups of people and investments. It'll be an interesting show, and we'll have an attorney on that the program to share those ideas with you. Until next week, I'm your host, Robert Helms. Go make some equity happen.
The Real Estate Guys, brought to you by Paradigm Life, helping you unleash the power of infinite banking. Learn more at bethebank.com. Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Go to audible.com/realestateguys for your choice of a free audiobook. suburban residential, brand new positive cash flow houses in Dallas, Texas. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies from attorney and rich debt advisor Garrett Sutton. Texas Investor Homes, discover high yield, low risk, double digit cash on cash returns with interim construction funding. CDA Lawsoner, providers of professional assistance with loan modifications and the powerful REST report, helping you level the playing field when negotiating with your lender. Find out about these and other fine sponsors under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. Learn how you can sponsor the Real Estate Guys. Call 888-489-7723. 888-489-7723. That's 888-489-7723. Once again, 888-489-7723. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.
If you're like me and thousands of others, you know that the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is a great source for quality content about investing in real estate. But did you know that they also have a book? I just finished reading their book, Equity Happens, and I was blown away by how much I learned. If you're ready to create sustainable wealth through real estate, you need to get Equity Happens. You'll learn, just as I did, about what it takes to prosper in the real estate industry. So don't wait. Make equity happen to you. Order your copy today at equityhappens.com.